Yeah, I didn't know he did commentating stuff.
Yeah, he does like, live watch around games.
And like, he does commentating on like some English like radio show or something.
Oh, maybe. I know that him and like James Lawrence Alcott, he is phenomenal. I love James Lawrence Alcott. They both sometimes get on the Sky Sports. Because the two hosts from Sky Sports are, one of them's from Football Daily. And he's also very good. Shut up. But yeah. I don't know. Mark Goldbridge is fine, I guess. He's just not my cup of tea. That's all I really have to say on the fella.
Fair enough. When he just shits on United, it's pretty funny.
That's very true. That's fair. I don't know. I also heard that there was a lot of issues going on. Did you just fucking bless me?
No. He's telling you to fuck off, but in sign language.
No. Did you hear the drama, though? That, like, some other YouTube came out and didn't drop his name specifically, but, like, you knew who he was talking about? I don't remember word for word what he said, but he basically was like, this fucking guy fakes the team he supports, acts like he's from Manchester, where he really supports, like, in some championship. He's from Nottingham and supports a Nottingham club, but he fakes supporting
Man United.
No, he never said Manchester. I don't think they said Manchester United. Mm-hmm. But they basically were like, he's supporting like one of the top three teams for content. And everyone was like, this Mark Goldbridge. Yeah. He was like, he fakes being angry and stuff, but that motherfucker don't care.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That wouldn't surprise me. But, like, after this long, it makes sense. You've seen it? You know what I'm talking about? I don't remember word for word what he said, so I'm not a reliable source, but...
Oh, so it's the Series 5.
How'd you find it?
You have to go into Apple support and then compare your model number to the
numbers that they give you. Oh, my God. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Or you could just look under your watch. I think it says under your watch.
If it does, I'll be pissed.
Series 5. Do we close the door?
Yeah, we probably should. Oh, it does.
Does it actually?
Yeah. Okay, let me go see it. Hello.
Add that to the list of our things Jose does correctly.
Well, on that note, I don't want it.
What?
He wants the 7.
I want, like, a newer model. No offense.
Well, I was going to trade it in anyway, so I'll probably get more for it than I was going to sell to your broke ass for.
What are you going to trade it for?
Just kidding.
The 9. He's going to get the
No, I'm not going to get a watch. I'm going to trade in this phone. And
for
this
a dick pump.
For
to pump his dick.
Apple Watch 15 Ultra.
You get for Apple Watch 15 Ultra?
Or not Apple Watch 15. An Apple.
An iPhone 14. 15
Ultra.
There you go.
15's already out?
No, it comes out in September.
But why?
I mean, why?
But why?
Why what?
It's a 4. Mine's a 4.
So yours is only a year.
And FAU just won, so now I have two.
Two more?
Left. I'm 5 out of 7.
Benny, why don't you explain?
They just made a last minute layup and won.
So FAU didn't
last sell. Second layup and won.
Guys, welcome back to Cargo Connection. Eddie, why don't you talk to everyone about March Madness?
Okay,
right now.
So
your situation.
March Madness is.
Can I close the?
Yeah, I'll close.
March Madness just started. For those that don't know, this is like the closest thing to the Champions League in American sports because it's every league around the country, all the college, college sports or all the college like conferences come together and play. 64 teams make it, and so I have a bet going right now, a 7-leg parlay. That's the proper terms, but seven different outcomes needed to happen, and so far 5 of them have happened, and there's 2 games left.
Are they playing tonight?
They're playing right now, so I'm gonna be sweating that out live on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll give you guys live updates.
I'll update as it goes. Right now Kansas State is 3 minutes away from winning.
Would that be number 6?
That'd be 6.
Oh, how's number 7 doing?
They haven't played
they're
yet.
They're down by 12.
Oh, never mind. They are playing.
With 17 minutes left.
You can't go 6 and then the last one be the one.
I know. That would be devastating. So, yeah, that's what's happening right now. But
ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's March, man. March Madness is crazy.
What about the two of you guys? Any big news?
Just school and work, unfortunately.
All right, just work.
All right, then.
I think.
No, I don't think anything.
Ted Lasso's back. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet. So, hold on. I haven't looked because I canceled my Apple subscription like 2 months ago. Do they drop the full season or is it week by week?
No, week by week. So there's one episode out every Wednesday.
It's going to be like a 12 season thing.
12 episodes, yeah, I think.
I'm just going to wait until it comes all out because I like watching everything in bulk because I can't just watch one episode of a show. I can't do it. I can't just watch one episode of Ted Lasso because I don't want more.
Fair enough.
I can't do that to myself. I need to be able to binge it.
Yeah, when the last season of Better Call Saul came out, I was like, just please.
Drop all that right there.
Be next Friday.
I don't know. I like the weekly releases because then everyone's talking about it at the same time. And then I can feel like I'm involved. Whereas if I wait, everyone's going to be talking about it and I'm just going to need to know what happens and I'm going to get it spoiled and that's not how I want to watch it.
Well,
I don't want to know what's happening.
I'm probably not going to get spoiled because I don't follow anything because I watched the first two seasons after it passed. Like, watched season one a year after. Or I watched season one after season two came out. And then season two I watched probably a couple months after. It had kind of settled down. So, I mean, I personally don't like when I'm watching a big show and I take it to Twitter because, like, part of me does like it because there's memes.
Yeah, it's funny. It's fun to be involved.
It's hilarious. But also, a lot of it's just a lot of, like, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. I didn't like this. I'm just trying to enjoy the show. So, and I really love Ted Lasso. So, I really don't want to ruin it by other people's takes. Or for that to unintentionally push me in the one direction of viewing it. You know what I mean? Like, influence my opinion on it. So, I'd rather just go in blind and watch it all at once.
That's just me, though.
I mean, but also, I get it, because I'm like, I'm not part of the community right now, guys.
Well, it's like, and it's like, when Stranger Things final season comes out, it's going to be like an event.
Oh, and I'm probably going to watch
that's going to be like a cultural moment.
Yeah, and I'll probably watch that with everybody, because that one, it's not like...
That's like the most popular show in the world.
Yeah, that's not my, like, that doesn't touch my heart like Ted Lasso does. That's why I'm like, I don't want any opinions to be formed, any of that. But I don't care about Stranger Things like that, so I will watch it when meme with everybody. But Netflix drops everything at once, don't they?
Yeah, usually. Not recently, though. They've been, like, splitting it in half, so they'll put half a season out.
Oh, and then, like, next Friday.
And then half a season out in, like, a month or two later.
Oh, they did that.
They did that with You, that show You. I don't watch it anymore, but I know they released half the first season in January, and then they just came out with the second half in March.
They did that with Stranger Things also.
Yeah, they did. They released like 4 or 5 episodes and then the last 3 later on.
That's fair, that's fair.
Netflix is weird like that.
That's fair. Brandon, Daniel, anything you guys want to add before we get this show on the road?
None that I can think of.
Yeah, just hyped for Jedi Survivor to come out.
That's another big game that's coming out. It's a big title, finally. 4 years after the PlayStation 5 comes out. It's okay, not 4 years. 2? 3.
COVID year.
Was it 2020?
Yeah.
COVID, that's why everything got
delayed.
Screeching halt.
Yeah, well, I'm not mad about it. I'm really excited, but I'm too poor to play video games now.
iPhone 15 rumors are heating up.
Oh my god.
And I'm so down.
What rumors?
Yeah, what?
Just like the design.
It's going to be an iPhone.
I'm not a fan of what you told me.
About the haptic buttons?
Yeah, that's... I don't fuck with that.
I think it's kind of cool.
I don't.
It sounds like they're trying to go for an Android type button.
Haptic buttons?
Mm-hmm.
Androids don't have haptic buttons.
I was a joke. Yeah,
the power and volume rockers are going to be haptic.
Interesting.
It's going to be USB Type-C instead of Lightning, which makes data transfer faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be thicker a little bit, but it's going to weigh less because it's going to be made out of... Well, the pro versions are going to be made out of titanium. I'm not sure about the regular versions.
I like the titanium. I think it's cool.
And if they're a little bit thicker, that means they're going to have a bigger battery, which means longer battery life.
Hmm.
So, And since it's going to be thicker, the camera unit's going to look... It's not going to be so abrupt coming out of the back.
I think it's that abrupt.
When people walk around, sometimes their like one or two of their cameras are shattered.
I mean, that's pretty...
But that's pretty... That's pretty...
That's pretty abrupt.
I mean, yeah, but also...
You have the... Which one do you have? Do you have
the 14, I have the 12 Pro.
Here. Show me the 14s.
The cameras?
Like, take the case off.
Oh. This case is super, super tough to take off.
He breaks his fucking phone, the Matrix
of the case. I want to get a new one already.
Yeah, like that's... I think that... Is that thicker than this one? Ticker? That looks thicker than this that's one.
Ticker?
Anyways, the camera unit's going to be not as abrupt.
I mean, that's
which I guess apparently is a big issue.
I mean, I can understand why. I mean, most of the phones, these cameras are huge. That was one thing I did notice when I first got an iPhone. But, I mean, it's also something you just get kind of used to.
The big issue is just that when people drop their phone, it's just one or two of them might shatter. Like, they're very prone to shatter.
Maybe my phone's just built different, Daniel. Maybe my phone is them. You know what I mean? It is. Nah, he's a dude. He's got Monkey D. Luffy on the back. It is him. He's him. He's built different. He is him.
Okay. Just the... Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm pretty hyped for that.
We'll see what comes out. We'll see. We'll see.
I remember when I bought this phone when it was actually brand new. Like, it was legit.
6 out of 7. Woo! Come on, Kent State. Come on, Kent State. Golden Eagles, baby. Wait,
I'm not going to clap until that 7th game goes through.
I know, I'm just saying. Let's go up the... I think they're the Eagles.
Up the Eagles. Yeah, everybody's
that slam. Speaking of the Eagles, that's a great transition. I was not trying to say transgender. I was not.
They're the Flashes. Yeah. Whatever that means.
Here's the beauty about
Patrick Vieira got sacked.
Here's the beauty, here's the beauty of editing. Why don't you just say it again?
Well, we have to play your game first.
Oh, we do it. Play the game first.
Keep your thought.
Yeah, keep.
No, because I loved how into he got. No, I don't want to play the game anymore. No, I was like, I'm leaving the podcast.
We'll come back to the Vieira thing after we're done with Jose's game.
What is going on over there?
I'm fucking your... Or I'm masturbating your head.
I just hear a lot of breathing like...
I'm going to leave that in.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Anyways.
This is round two of...
Don't you have three?
Guess the player. I've got two players this time.
Ooh.
Kyle, like last time, I don't remember if I said it was... This can be either retired or active.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, bad. This makes it easy.
Does it?
I'm just kidding.
Alright, I'm going to go with, I think it's going to be the easier one first. We'll see.
It's a good thing we don't have a camera.
Yeah, exactly. So, number one, who am I? So, I got married a month before the 2014 World Cup. I have 2 goals and 1 assist in my 9 World Cup appearances. And my nation hasn't won the CONCACAF Gold Cup since 1989. And while they're thinking, just a little recap Sanchez. On the rules. Hold on. Just a little recap on the rules. I'm giving them 3 facts about these players. They're going to come collectively as a group to answer the question. If they can't come up with an answer within about a minute, we're going to give them a 4th hint. And if they can't come up with that, I'm going to give them a 5th hint. If they still can't come up with a player... They lose that round.
Who's the?
You guys can talk out loud. No, talk out loud. I can't change anything.
Is that his name though? The Costa Rican Joel Campbell.
Yeah, but so is Brian Ruiz.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just asking if I got the name right.
Yeah.
I think it's a Costa Rican because they went on that good run. Yeah. Daniel has no input.
I know. I'm stumped.
I think it's a Costa Rican. It's a
Costa
player.
Rican for sure.
I'm just stumped.
Because it wouldn't be U.S. and Mexico.
Definitely, and Panama didn't do shit. They didn't score a goal.
It's got to be Ruiz or Campbell. Because who else was good on that team? Was Joel Campbell even on that team?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on that team.
How many guesses do we get?
Well, you don't have to take a guess. You get 1 collective guess. So you guys can decide when you want to guess, or you can wait and get a hint.
If you're more... I'm not super confident.
Me neither.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm just stumped. I don't know who it could be.
It's Kevin Ronaldo.
Stop.
Alright, scores one.
Yeah, so guys, if we guess right now, then we don't get the extra clue?
No, if you guess right now, that's a collective guess. That's
yeah, okay, we'll take the extra clue.
So all of you got majority rules on your guys' guess. So the next clue is, I am the only Central American footballer to play in the UEFA Champions League, Europa League, and Copa Libertadores.
Oh, shit.
And that's the CONMEBOL,
yeah.
Copa Libertadores.
I'm feeling Joel Campbell.
Yeah, I think it is.
Daniel?
If it's Joel Campbell, then it's Joel Campbell.
Do you want to say Joel Campbell?
Yeah, let's
do it. Or do we want another?
We don't get another clue, do we?
Yeah, here's one more.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we might as well.
The fifth one's up always makes it easier.
Okay, just go for it.
There's no incentive, so we might have to guessing now.
So I was Costa Rica's captain in the 2014 World Cup.
Wasn't Brian Ruiz the captain?
I don't remember.
Loki might have been Keylor Navas.
No.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been. Well, clearly.
But yeah, it's clearly not Keylor Navas.
Yeah. Unless Navas somehow scored two goals and got an assist in the World Cup.
That's a great World Cup for a goal. I don't know who. I guess, yeah. I mean, was Joel Campbell captain?
I don't know. I know he was on
the
team.
Has Ruiz played in the Champions League?
That's what I'm trying
to say.
You
say played in or won?
No, they played in.
Okay.
No, all those three competitions, they played in.
They just played in.
Yeah, with Arsenal, it probably is Joel Campbell.
Well, because Brian Ruiz's biggest club was Fulham, I think.
Yeah, I think we should say Joel Campbell.
Yeah, we'll say Joel Campbell.
Everyone agreed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Brian Ruiz.
No! What team did he play in the Champions
Sporting.
League?
Sporting. In Portugal. You guys were close. I'm impressed.
I'm sorry.
I was impressed.
I sold. I'm sorry.
That was supposed. I think that's the easier one. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this next one's the easier one.
I sold.
Hey, that was impressive though that you guys narrowed it down to that. That was impressive. I was gonna chime in because I was gonna say you guys forget about Honduras, but Honduras only scored the one goal and they're one in the
first. I thought it was Panama, and I remember just Panama didn't. Oh, they did score. Panama scored one goal, and everybody was so hyped because it was Panama's first ever World Cup.
Yeah, but the Honduras is in there too. They've been in there a few times. That's
their wink.
Anyways,
moving on. Player number two.
Let's do this.
All right, here we go. I have played in four different countries, which of those include Spain and Germany. So he's played in Spain and Germany of those four.
But you're not going to give us the other two.
No.
Probably gives it away.
I'm number five for the most goals scored in the debut season in the Premier League. And I was the top scorer of the Champions League three times in my career. Who am I?
Played in four countries, got five goals in his Champions League debut.
Don't forget, in those five
countries. Wait, five goals in one game in his debut?
No. He's number five on the list for the most goals scored in the debut season in the Premier League.
And he's played in Germany as well. Germany and Spain.
So out of those four, two of them were Germany and Spain, yeah. So you just don't know the other two.
And then you said Premier League, so.
Yeah.
So
he's fifth on the list for debut goals in a Premier League season.
Yes.
And he's played in Spain and Germany.
So he's played in England, Spain, and Germany.
We just don't know what the last one is.
The last one could be like MLS.
Mm. No, he said four European, right?
I never said anything about what
country.
I just said they played in four countries.
I bet it's a retired player who played in MLS when they left Europe.
Yeah. What do you guys think? You guys need another hint?
Who would have...
What nation? You said Germany.
Germany and Spain are two of the countries they played in.
What big?
And then he said.
Let's think of the biggest players that have come from Europe to the MLS that could have.
That could have played in the Prem.
Could have played in all
the Bundesliga. It's not Thierry Henry.
And La Liga. Obviously.
Why is that obvious?
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
He didn't even play in Germany, did he?
No. Well, that's. Plus, he played in France and Italy.
Guys,
are the four leagues the only leagues he ever played in?
He's playing four countries.
That's it?
That's all I can tell you. I mean, there's multiple leagues in multiple countries. You know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
Yeah. But do you guys have an answer? Or do we
no,
need to
I think
on?
We need the
yeah,
next need clue.
Right. Next clue, number four. rereading this, I don't like this question. I don't like this hint I give. Jamie Vardy took my record for scoring in consecutive games.
It's Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Okay. I trust you. I wouldn't have gotten that.
I would have not gotten that either.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, reading back on it, I thought it was too easy. But yeah, Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Nice, Brandon.
That is the player. The last one was going to be the easiest one. I was going to say I'm the manager of PSV and Eredivisie currently.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have known that.
Really? Now, I knew he was hard. Well, because he was also a... I ended up changing him because I was going to say that he missed a crucial penalty against Arsenal.
Oh, Man United.
And that Man United derby. And
that was huge.
And I was like, that might be too easy. And I remember I did that, and I was like, who remembers the actual name of the player,
though? Martin Keown. Oh, my gosh. The way he got into his face.
Yeah. Good ball nodge, Brandon. Good ball nodge. You guys are 1-for-2. That was better. That was a lot harder than the first time.
I was just doing my tongue flicks over here.
Yeah. Like a soaring bird.
No, it's like...
We're going to cut this. Speaking of soaring birds, Daniel, I'm trying to help you get your transition again.
No, it's too late for that. We're not even cutting that out. Okay. We're not even going
to
cut that out.
But on to Vieira.
Yeah, you made a comment earlier. What do you think about the whole Vieira situation? Why don't you take this?
Said it best.
He did say it best.
What did he say?
I don't remember word for word, but he just said that he had a tough string of games. And after now the tough string of games being over, he was going to be playing, quote-unquote, more of the easier games. Like, he had to play three top teams. And he hasn't won a game since, I think, December.
Yeah, then they said Chelsea, they played Arsenal, and someone else?
They played Manchester United twice. So, okay, let's just do since the beginning of the year.
Since the 31st, yeah.
Spurs, Chelsea, United twice, Newcastle United... Brighton, Brentford, which was...
Those are all, like, top 8 teams.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Villa's the only one that they should be winning. City, and Brighton.
And then their next upcoming game is Arsenal. But apart from that, I mean, they still have to play some top teams. Yeah. They still have to play some top teams, but...
Yeah, but it's such a weird time to do it. Because there's only, like, 10 games left in the season.
Yeah. The remaining opponents after Arsenal are Leicester, Leeds... Southampton, Everton, Wolves, West Ham, Spurs, Bournemouth, Fulham, Nottingham Forest.
And most of those are winnable games.
Eight exactly. of those games, they should be winning.
So that was a really bad call from Crystal Palace.
It just seems so strange to back him this far into the season and then sack him.
I think they were just more concerned about the bad string of games, but they were playing top teams.
Yeah, but I mean, you also look at his record and it just wasn't good.
No, and that's fair, but at the same time... They were top teams.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to find someone better.
They're not.
And they're 12th.
He was overachieving. He was doing so good at Crystal Palace.
Yeah. It's also super competitive this season. Like, I don't think people realize, like, how competitive the league actually is.
Apart everyone from the top, you know, 10 to the relegation, I think it's, like, from 20th to 12th.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's separated by, like, 5 points.
Yep.
No. Yeah.
5 or 6 points.
Southampton are dead last with 22 points.
They're gone.
Crystal Palace.
I don't think they're gone.
Are at the highest with 27 points. It's a 5 point gap from 20th to 12th.
Yeah, they're not gone.
Yeah, they are.
They've been rock bottom though for so long.
I don't think there's a way out.
Like every other team has kind of gone in and out.
Yeah.
Leicester went in and out, West Ham went in and out. Everton we all thought was a shoo-in to be dead last.
In and out.
Yeah. Like everyone's kind of fluttered around.
The only
there.
One that's been consistently in the bottom is Southampton.
Southampton and Leeds are the only two for me I'm like almost 100% sure going down. The third one is could be anybody. Yeah. But I mean, hey, and even though I say that,
I hope it's West Ham.
I still give Leeds. I don't. I still West give Leeds.
That'd be amazing.
No, that would be terrible for West the infrastructure of West Ham. I like West Ham. I don't mind them. But I would also say that Leeds is the only team out of those two, Southampton and them, that I'd give them the benefit of the doubt to actually pull out and just barely survive. But no, I agree with Daniel. I think it's a terrible call. I think it's
if you want to do it, you got to at least let him finish the season and do it after.
Yeah, because if you're going to get
relegated, because then if he has a nice run, then you might.
He was going to have a nice run, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, because you could have finished in 10th, 9th, potentially, if he got a really good run, which is always the hope, you know. I don't know. It's just now they may actually get relegated. I didn't think they were in Crystal Palace. For me, I've never thought once. I've been like, yeah, they're going down. I never once.
I thought they were gonna stay around 12th place.
Yeah, they're about where I expected them to be. I'm sure they'll stay
up. Oh, and not only that, but they've been without Zaha because of injury for a minute.
Oh, is he injured?
Well, he's coming back now.
He's been out for like 3 or 4 games.
He was injured. Oh, it wasn't that long then.
But long enough to look who they played.
Right.
Yeah. Now that Zaha's back, he'll make a hell of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll probably win.
Because it's just they're looking at finisher, and Zaha's been their best forward option
for years.
Not just for years, just this season, you know, too. Because, like, I mean, they're not great goal scorers. They have a lot of creative players in that team, like Eze.
He's flopped.
Yes. Yeah, he has flopped.
I thought he was going to be sick.
When he came from Celtic, I think everyone thought he was going to be sick.
I was low-key envious because I wanted him in Arsenal. Now I'm really glad that we didn't get him.
Now you can get Osimhen. That'd be great. But
Napoli will want too much money for him.
But then they also bought another striker, didn't they?
Who?
And Bemta or something like that? Don't quote me on that name.
Something like
that. Like Mbemta or some shit like that? Let me see.
Oh, the winger?
No, not the winger. It Mateta? Was a striker. Mateta, yeah. And he's also flopped.
He's been there for a minute, though.
Well, I mean, they brought him in after they brought Edson. Edward's been there for like 3 years.
I think he got there last season.
2021. Have been 2 seasons, and then Mtenta has been there since last season. He's only got 6 goals in the last year and a half, and Edwards only got in 11 goals.
Who do you reckon will take his spot?
Edward? Oh, Vieira.
I think we're thinking the same thing.
Who do you guys think it's gonna be?
Maybe.
I was gonna say they might call Jesse Marsh.
Oh no, I was thinking Nuno.
I was thinking the complete opposite. I'm thinking Frank Lampard.
Oh,
I think that's really get relegated.
Yeah, they would.
Well, I think Frank Lampard, at least that team.
He'll have a better squad.
He'll have a better squad, and that team suits more of his attacking style. It might work. But I don't know. That might just be because of the name. And they might think, like, even if they get relegated, he's got experience in the championship. And he's been in the playoffs.
I think he's just going to want to take a break for a little bit.
Maybe they'll get Big Sam.
I would shoot myself as a fan.
Because
you went from Sam Allardyce. What was the guy?
They should get Greg Berhalter.
No.
Huh? For our sake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, facts.
I forgot who was there before.
Which?
I know who was. He was the French Donnie.
He was the English manager. He was English.
Roy Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson. Because you went from Roy Hodgson's, like, very defensive, very, like, low block
ancient football,
like, you know, but they were hard to play. They got points.
Archaic,
they survived
strategies. And then anti-football.
Then you went to, like, it worked. Vieira's, yeah, it worked 100%. But then you went to Vieira's, like, free flowing, attacking, counter attacking, like, fast paced football. And then now,
and they're mad because they're still mid table.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least, hey, you know what? I'd rather be mid table and play nice football.
That's
than
what
be
I'm mid-table. Saying. I would rather. That's yeah. I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like,
no, I'm not saying no. Yeah,
like, you're still mid table. Don't be mad yet.
No, I mean, he's been there what, 2 seasons?
Yes.
Or I guess this was his.
This would have been the second season.
Season and a half. We took over halfway, didn't he? Or he didn't start the brand new season. He took over.
I think they did.
Oh yeah, he did, because Hodgson's contract ended and he was like, I'm not. Yeah. So it's been a year and a half.
Who was the French Donnie before him?
I knew you're talking about
the one that celebrated it against the goal.
Oh, where he did the
he was like
he did a little samba.
Alan Pardew,
yes, Alan Pardew.
He's not only French, so
he is French.
I thought he was English.
No, he's French.
I mean, I liked Alan Pardew when he was at, like, Newcastle, because I thought they actually weren't half bad. But I know that
True Geordie would disagree.
Well, True Geordie makes racist comments about people and very anti-Semitic, not Semitic.
So his opinion about his football club that he watches every time they play is invalid because of that?
I think he's just
He's just wrong in a lot in general. But
okay, that's fair enough.
And he also likes his chest.
Oh my god,
that was unnecessary.
Okay,
let's stop the with the defamation
to a certain degree.
I like True Jordy for the most part.
Let's
stop with the defamation.
I like True Jordy for the most part.
Me too.
Speaking of creators, I made that TikTok, and one of the dudes that commented pissed me off.
Uh-oh, I gotta go look at this.
Well, it's just because it was like, you didn't listen to the video at all. Because, okay, I'll talk about this in case whoever our listeners are. We have a TikTok.
Whoever
our listeners are, I love you all.
Up you.
But listen, I made a TikTok.
Your most recent one? Oh, yeah. 6 comments.
I know, it's not been a lot.
Is it the guy who said, oh yeah, it's the only commenter. Yeah.
So for some background information, the club, who is Rory Jennings, Lawrence Boovie, and Adam Mikola, who kind of left the kickoff, thank you. They were talking about Brighton. And they were talking basically that Brighton's cap, like their ceiling, is right about where they're at. They're not going to really ever get past that. And it irritated me because I was like, yeah, we can have biases based off history, but to put a ceiling on the potential on the club that's so well run, like great recruiting, just isn't smart. Like, history dictates whether or not you learn from your mistakes. Like, it shows whether or not you learn from your mistakes. It doesn't predict the future, though. It doesn't ensure whether or not you're going to succeed or fail.
So what were they saying?
They were basically saying that Brighton, like, they're a well-run club. They're great, but they're not going to get Champions League this season, which I don't think anyone thought. But they're probably never going to get Championship, and this is probably their ceiling. And I was like, I don't
think it's their ceiling.
Well, and then they also referenced Leicester City, because everyone thought the same thing. But also, Leicester City's CEO, when they won the Champions, or not Champions League, but they won the league, passed away. It's being run by someone completely different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that also affects it. So, all I was saying to TikTok was basically, they keep their owner. I don't know their owner's name. But they keep their owner. They keep the infrastructures that are in place right now. And they continue to improve. I think they could. Because, like, based on, if you want to go off history, yeah, over a long period of time, Brighton haven't done anything. That's fair. Over the last couple years, Brighton went from a relegation battling team to a team that could potentially, if games fall in their favor, get top four. And that also, to me, I'm like, they continue to recruit the way they do. I don't see why they couldn't eventually win the league and be in the Champions League consistently. That's all I was saying. And then this dude on TikTok, he was nice. I'm not going to slander him. But, like, he irritated me because he was like, well, Brighton don't have any good players. I'm like, what do you mean Brighton don't have any good players? Like, do they have, like, world-class players like Mo Salah and players like that? No, but they have McAllister. They have
World Cup winner right there.
Yeah, they have Sanchez in goal. They've got Caicedo, who was there. People are trying to buy for $60 million.
Lamptey.
Yeah, they have Lamptey.
He's falling off a little bit,
but he's still a decent player. Like, they have a good squad. And it just, I was like, and it's just because, like,
Solly Marsh.
Yeah, Solly Marsh.
He just signed a contract extension.
I can't. Not Minamino. The
Matoma.
Yeah, Matoma. He's thank sick. You. Like, but these are all young players as well. And I'm like, you're basing stuff off of a name, and off of names and. Like, if you continue to do that, you can have your biases. Like, that's perfectly fair. I just think that it's like I said earlier, I just don't think that based on history, that dictates whether or not you're successful or you fail. And then I brought up Manchester United. Because historically, for the last in the last 30 years, they've been probably the most successful club in England. But in the last decade, they've been on a massive decline. I mean, even now they've improved, but they're still not what they were 10 years ago. 10 years ago, they were in the Champions League, I think semifinals, getting knocked out to Real Madrid, and they won the league. Mm-hmm. Like, based on their history, that should have never happened. They should have never declined like they did. But they did. That's what I was saying. And he never responded after I said it. I was like, it doesn't ensure. Like, your history doesn't ensure whether you continue to be successful or not.
I agree with that. However, with the money that's in
and football right now, and with the way players are like, I want to go to a club that's historically good, I can kind of see what they're talking about. Because you might have a season that's like a one-off, like a Leicester, but that's probably going to be it. It'll be a one-off season. Because it's hard to have the same pull as the big six in England right now.
Yeah, but also, if you break into that top six, you now have a whole different pool of players you can pull from.
I'm aware of that, but still, would you be able to compete wage-wise?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at it, if they sell Caicedo and they sell McAllister, who would probably go for, if they went for the fees that people want them for 140 mil, you have 140 mil now. You can put some of that money in the wage bill, and you have some money to spend now. And if you continually do that, because they've been really good at recruitment, because you think also last season they also sold Cucurella for 60 mil. If they sell Caicedo and they sell McAllister, right there, that's, if they got, let's say, 80 for Caicedo and then probably the 60 that McAllister's going to cost, that's 200K. That's 200, not K. 200 million. 200K, that's a great deal.
First time that wins football, maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
What?
But that's a $200 million profit just in 2 years alone.
Okay,
but hold on. Let me just finish. Also, the only thing I want to say is this isn't one of those one. This isn't like a one-off season for them. Like Leicester, because Leicester went from literally dead last and barely surviving in the Prem to winning the league. Yeah, I know. They were dead last.
They were, and they would have been relegated.
Well, you listen, boy. My lord. They were dead last with 10 games left. Barely survived. Next season won the whole thing. Where Brighton have slowly built up, and now they're at where they were. Like, it hasn't been a whole thing where it's like, oh my god, this is out of nowhere. Like, they were good the season before. They improved. I think they were like, what they finished last season? Like 12 or something?
Who?
Brighton. And they've been building. I don't remember exactly where they finished yesterday. But I don't think it's a one-off. I mean,
I'm saying having a season where they win would be a one-off. I don't think what they're doing right now is a one-off. I think they're just to the point where they could maybe qualify for the Conference League, but breaking into the, like, Europa League spots is still maybe like 5 years away.
But here's my question right now. Because here's the thing. They got game in hand. If they win, I think they go 2 points below Newcastle, who's currently in fifth.
Yeah, they would be.
They go... they go 3 points behind Tottenham, who are in fourth, and they surpass Liverpool, who have all these world-class players. Like, why is it... Why is it past them right now?
Let me talk!
Well, I just want to ask you, before you go, why is it past
before
them
right now? Right now?
Yeah, why is that past them? Is it because it's you don't think they have the players? And is that based off of his, like, your historical biases? Because the reality is, they win tomorrow... They're above Liverpool, and they're within catching distance of top four.
I think for a club like Brighton, it has to do with squad depth.
But they're not in any other competitions.
Yeah, but at the end of the season, even if you're not in other competitions, players still pull up with injuries.
Absolutely.
Because you're so deep into the fucking nine-month season.
But you could also have the argument with the two teams they're chasing. Tottenham don't have a deep squad either. I mean, they've got a phenomenal, like comparatively to the rest of the league, they've got a great first team. They don't have a great bench though.
Oh my
and Newcastle,
God.
You take out,
he's already dead.
Bruno Guimarães, yeah, Bruno Guimarães, and you take out Almiron and
Almiron's been kind of
yeah, but he's kind of coming back a little bit.
Who
doing good? Almiron. And Isak
kind of fell.
Yeah, but you take out Bruno Guimarães, who kind of keeps that midfield and that play going. You take him out, Newcastle are a whole different
side. If they didn't have Bruno, I don't know that they'd even be top 10.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he is phenomenal. You take that out, they don't have that deep of a squad either. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is the basis? Because everyone keeps saying a club like Brighton, yeah, they don't have a deep bench. I'm not fighting you on that. But the competition they have... It's not like they're chasing Arsenal or they're chasing Manchester City or United. They're if they win tomorrow, like I said, above a Liverpool. They're tied with Liverpool right now. And they've got a game in hand on points. They're tied with a struggling Liverpool that has phenomenal players and a deep bench. Well, I guess they don't have a deep bench either. They've got just a bunch of youngsters. Newcastle don't have a deep bench and who have been misfiring.
Well, now that he shuts back, not so much.
He scored one goal. Let's all calm down.
He scored two yesterday.
Let's all calm down. It's a joke.
Same what he's done.
I know. But like, that's my whole thing. It's like, I'm not saying right now, like, I'm not saying, like, this brand right now is going to be, like, champions of the year. What I'm saying is, why are we putting a cap? Why are we saying, because right now, realistically...
I'm not saying we should. I'm just making an argument.
Well, yeah, but realistically, I think that they're capable of making top six. They're capable of making at least Europa League.
For sure.
Yeah, but, like, everyone's like, no, it's too past... But everyone keeps saying it's past the club like Brighton. And I'm just like, what do you mean by a club like Brighton? Because institutionally, they're run fantastically. They're not struggling for money. They seem to be able... They have a great recruitment policy. They've got youngsters that come through. Like, I don't understand why everyone goes, a club like Brighton.
I kind of get why they might say it'll be hard for them to get in the Champions League spots. Because,
absolutely.
Because you have the traditional top six, and having a year where three of them are off is tough, although you can make an argument that's this season.
It is this season. Chelsea are terrible. What is it?
Liverpool are
hit or miss. But even then, like, you also look at the people that were in contention last season for Europa League. Leicester have fallen off. West Ham are having a terrible
relegation scrap.
Exactly. Like, this is a great opportunity for them to take advantage of that, make some money for qualifying Europa League, getting access to better players. So they already have a phenomenal recruitment team. People want to play in Europe. Like, they have more options now. And if they sell their players, they've got more money to play with. Like, I think that if they continue to do the things they do correctly, which is improve on everything, because they improve on managers, improve on every time they sell a player, they seem to get a better one. I don't see why, like... I don't see why people go, well, yeah, but for like a club for Brighton, it's just not possible.
I think the big thing for if Brighton was to compete for top four is they need to improve their academy. Because if you look at West Ham's academy...
Well, they're in relegation zone, so...
It's whatever. What I'm saying, like, clubs that have been, like, up in that level that are now falling off.
Mm-hmm.
But Leicester's academy... You know,
but Leicester haven't produced anybody in...
That's what I'm saying. Yes, like, but if you want to be a club that stays consistently up at the top of the table, you have to have a good academy.
But that's not true. Manchester City only bring in one player every fucking, like, 4 years.
But their academy is starting to get better.
Yeah, but...
They have the money.
But that's what I'm saying. You're saying consistently they have to have a good... They have to have
for
a good academy.
For a club like Brighton.
Okay.
Because they don't have the funding that City does.
But if they qualify for Europe, they're making more money. They're making more,
but
way more money.
But players would still rather play for United or City.
Absolutely, but there is also a big draw to the Premier League. And if you can give a player European experience, if they can play in Europa League, then they could potentially go into the Champions League with a different team this season following if they have a good Europa League. Like, my thing is, I get what you're saying, and to like a degree, I agree. But I just don't think that United have a great academy. I mean, you could say Garnacho, but Garnacho was literally bought from Atletico Madrid. Rashford has taken 9 years to actually get to this level, and this is like just a very good hot run of form. I think. I don't think this is his true level. Yeah, exactly.
Gross.
I mean, let's be real. Manchester United haven't had a good youth academy since the class of '92, where they had the David Beckhams, Gary Neville's, and all them come through.
Scholes,
Giggs. Like, that's the reality. They haven't had a good academy. That's why
they've fallen off.
Yeah. I mean, Chelsea have a great academy. Chelsea bring in youth, and we're in 10th.
They bring in what?
We have youth in our team that, like, we've brought in. We brought in Lewis Hall?
He's good.
Yeah. We brought in Reece James, Mason Mount. And we're in tenth place though.
Mason Mount.
Yeah, but those three alone are better than the players that have been brought up by other top six academies. Are they not? Name me one player that's better than Reece James. You got me there. Saka is a good one. I give Arsenal that, but even then, Arsenal, and Kanté's having a, well, that's relaxing. Kanté, all right? He looks good, but he's still got a long way to go in development. You're not even playing him.
Yeah, because we already have two strikers right now, but we'll recall him. I don't know who we'll get rid of.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't, yeah, you know what I mean? You don't, I disagree that you need a good, like, a good youth academy. Because here's also the thing. Yeah, you're right.
I think it's really important.
It's important. I agree with you there. It gives you access to players, but you'll still have to coach them, and it takes time to get them to a level where they can.
Plus, if they're in the academy, then they already know the system, so it's easier for them to adapt.
But if you constantly change out managers, and they're those managers.
Constantly changing out managers.
You're right, but this is life after Potter. Right now, they're
Deserve is a great manager.
Yeah, I'm not saying Deserve is a great manager, but also Deserve is already being linked with a bunch of other jobs. I wouldn't shock me if Deserve left. So then who do you bring in? Because that's going to change the system a little bit. Back. And you might. Chelsea's out. You're not wrong. But you know what I mean? Like, that can change any moment. Like, it's important. I think it's important to bring in at least, like, two to three players every 3 or 4 years. And just kind of, like, continually bring in youth that can compete at that level. But I don't think necessarily, like, it would take Brighton so long to be able to produce that much talent to be like, okay, well, we've got a deep bench now. They're going to have to compete with what they have. And if they can qualify, they get more money. That's all I'm saying. And then also they could go in with more money and buy youth players that do show really good potential and give them opportunities. Because it's not scary to give youth opportunities. You know, you can buy youth from other teams and then bring them in. So that's why I don't. My whole thing about this again is just I don't like that people talk about Brighton like there's this little club in a big pond and they're just like nah there's no chance they're there and we've got 10 games left in the fucking season they're there they've been there all season they've been phenomenal that's my whole complaint.
Fair point.
I know you disagree, and that's okay.
I don't necessarily disagree. I just think getting into the Champions League spots is...
But I never said they're going to make...
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying I don't think the people on that show are necessarily wrong.
Yeah, but
they're not necessarily right either.
Yeah, but they also said that like Europa League was probably too much for them as well.
I'm not sure about that.
They were like, Conference League is their level. I'm like... Oh.
I mean, what's wrong with that, though?
There's nothing wrong with it, but, like, they're not... I feel like they're not giving credit.
They're talking down on the conference thing because it's a newer...
Yeah, absolutely. But also, I don't think you're giving Brighton the credit it deserves. Like, that club has been run so well in the past 3 years. I don't think you give them the credit they deserve. It's almost like when people, if Arsenal win, people are just like, yeah, they won. Like, you're not giving it the credit it deserves. Because in the last couple of years, they haven't been there. Now they're there, and all of a sudden, you're just like, yeah, I don't think it's possible. Like, people are still talking right now, like, yeah, could Manchester City come back and win the league? Yeah, it's within the realm of possibilities. But I don't think that gives Arsenal the credit they deserve, because they've been phenomenal.
Especially right now, since you guys have your... Since you guys lost two of your players.
Salah's injury isn't serious.
Oh, is it not?
But... Tomiyasu's is, he probably won't come back for the rest of the season.
That's fine. Ben Chilwell.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I'm not super worried about it. Unless Ben Chilwell gets injured, then I'm a little bit worried.
Not going to win. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. I don't know what you guys think about all that. You guys got pretty quiet there.
Yeah, I don't really have a...
Y'all were cooking, so I just...
Yeah, y'all were cooking.
I didn't want to butt in.
Nigga. Eddie, did you win 7-for-7? No! So you lost $5?
Yeah.
How can you get 6 and then lose 1? Can you change your bet last month?
If I could do that, I'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, bro, you could.
No, Bovada doesn't have a cash out option.
You could have cashed out.
Oklahoma, legalize sports betting, please. It's close.
You were betting illegally? They'll probably...
No, yeah. I was betting frowned upon league.
That is the problem with Oklahoma.
And a 4-day work week, please.
Yeah.
Well, that's nationally. That's not.
And they're never going to pass. They're never going to pass.
I know, but I want it to happen so badly.
We're two.
So we all.
Here's the thing. One, Oklahoma would pass sports gambling before they pass weed.
I don't know why they wouldn't pass. Like, yeah, there's but, no, it's there's no L to be had.
No, there's no because they in don't the want
sports betting. One.
It's a vice.
Yeah, it's a vice. Same reason why marijuana they can pass. But I guarantee Oklahoma will pass that before they pass marijuana.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As they should. The four-day work week, I almost don't think it will pass here. Because I know it did phenomenal in the UK. I know the numbers were great. Like, the research really backs it. But one, we're much bigger. So implementing that would be hard. Or at least it would be, it'd have to be implemented a different way. And also, I think a lot of Americans are brainwashed into thinking that working more means better.
Right.
And I think people would sit there and be like, oh, you don't want to work? You guys are lazy? Blah, blah, blah. When in reality, it's like, no, it's just you literally better life, quality of life. It literally is. I mean,
no, I've worked. I agree.
Yeah, I've worked a four-day work schedule. Dude, I would do 4 days, 10-hour shifts. Bro, 3 days off is immaculate. Like, that schedule, you have, it feels like you have so much time to yourself. And it's lovely. Like
rub it in, why don't you?
Well, I'm not working it now. I'm working 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, boy. But, yeah, I just don't think it'll pass because, like I said, I think America's too brainwashed into being like, no, we gotta work harder. Like, you just don't want to work. It's like, no, we just want to enjoy our fucking lives, too.
No, I agree.
Yeah, and also, but they're also not going to pass it because the big business is going to be like, so you want us to pay them more for less hours worked? And we're like, no, because literally your profits don't change. And based on the studies, was it? Efficiency goes up, motivation goes up, people are less likely to leave their jobs, people don't just quit all of a sudden, people are happier. That and anything, the numbers go up. Your profit increases.
Next thing we need is just a 1 day work week.
I agree. 1 day, 24 hours.
Yeah,
just get it done and then enjoy the week.
Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, I think it could be done. The only issue is with hospitals and stuff. But I mean, also just schedule everyone like everyone has bracketed 4 days. So like, some people work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Monday through Thursday, and then the other people work. Was it Friday through Sunday,
or Friday through Monday, or you just have a different work schedule? Like someone will just work 1 week, and then they'll have the next week off.
Yeah,
it's just like a rotation.
But schedule. But that's not.
That's how a lot of hospitals are.
But you'll have to. I mean, you obviously have to make you'll obviously have to make exceptions.
Well, that's not. But you won't get your 32 hours in a week if you take every other week off. That won't work. So you'd have to do rotations. In the sense
that's what I'm saying.
But are you just being like one week?
You work 1 week straight, and then the very next week you have off.
Yeah, but you won't make 32-hour work week. That's the issue, because you're literally taking the week off.
Well, you can only get
40 hours every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, if you work 7 hours and you worked a normal schedule or 7 days a week, you get 56 hours.
A lot of nurses, their schedule is 12-hour shifts, yeah. 7 days a week.
That's what I was thinking.
100%. But do the math on that. That is
86?
Yeah. You get your 86, and that's 86 hours in 2 weeks. That's 44 hours a week. If you do 7 days a week.
More than that.
Yeah, 100%. If you did 7 days a week at a normal 8-hour work schedule, that's only 56 hours. No one is going to pass that.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
Exactly. Hospital. Well, not for a hospital. A hospital is going to be the exception, but like I'm talking about our jobs.
Yeah, like imagine
but putting a hospital comparing it to our job.
No, but I'm saying you wouldn't be able to do that with our jobs. That's what I'm saying.
The 7 days on, 7 days
off. We don't really need it. Being in that kind of environment, you need it.
Oh, I'm not arguing that. I think that would be great for nurses and the medical field because they work a lot. I'm not arguing that point. I'm not saying that can't work for the medical field. I'm just saying for general jobs like my job, your guys' job, that's not possible.
Right.
And it's not. It wouldn't even be fair.
We're
not making that argument.
I was just saying that there would just be exceptions to that. I don't even remember how we even got on that.
Because
we said sports betting should pass. Yeah. Well, and then we started talking about the.
You made it sound like it may have misinterpreted that you were like we could do 1 week on.
No. I was saying with just like, in specific, just medical field.
Oh, okay.
But no, I wasn't saying that as like a general principle. No.
Gotcha.
No.
Or you could just be a professional footballer and never work a day in your life.
Actually, you work so much as a professional footballer.
I know, but...
Train every day.
I know, but you know what I mean. You'd be doing what you love, so you wouldn't actually be working.
Yeah, but what happens with your family and everything?
What about them?
You're gone constantly? What do you mean? You're gone constantly?
Just don't get married.
And be alone.
No, you just... Nice little mansion.
I guess.
Once you retire, then you can settle down.
Everyone at Abby right now.
I'm not a professional footballer.
But if you were.
She doesn't have to worry about that.
If you were.
If I was, I wouldn't have met her. So.
Oh, you too good for her?
I wouldn't have met her because I wouldn't be in Oklahoma.
Maybe you could have been. No one said you'd be a elite footballer. You could have
been. Well, I said professional, not semi-pro.
What's in semi-pro? You have to be a professional to be a semi-pro.
Huh?
Professional is literally in the semi-professional.
Yeah, but I said professional, not semi-pro.
Yeah, but I said you had to be a professional to be a semi-pro.
What?
Yeah, it's like the whole rectangle is a square argument, you know? Not every semi-pro can be a pro footballer, but every pro footballer can be a semi-pro footballer.
Yeah, but I specifically said professional. I did not say professional or semi-pro.
But I think you could do it.
I would not be in Oklahoma.
Maybe you got loaned out. Maybe you came out here. USL. USL and the Energy. They don't even play.
They're not even playing for the next few years.
Yeah, we're not playing.
And then you just be here. You get paid. You just be here and you start fucking bitches. And then you meet Abby. Now what?
I wouldn't be here, though.
No,
I wouldn't want to go to a club that's not playing.
In fact,
they've loaned their players out for the time being.
Yeah, maybe they just want someone there for the books. You know, they were like, "We got a player here. It's fine."
This guy,
and then you meet Abby. Now what? Now the whole scenario slipped out of hand.
Who the fuck is this guy,
bro? I'm just giving you what could possibly happen in a world of possibilities. This is one of them.
I think my mentality would be different, though.
Yeah.
So,
I think so too.
I don't think I'd be settling down.
Are you saying you're settling down right now?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, you mean by marriage?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't. This guy putting epic words in my mouth.
No, he'll be like, "I'm finally white," and then I'm.
Oh my god! No, look, my point is my. I would not be dating if I was in that scene.
I think you would.
I'd be fucking.
Most of those footballers are married.
Yeah, most of them.
The ones that are worth a damn.
Huh?
Ones that are worth a damn married.
Okay, I don't want to be worth a damn.
Until he met Abby. In this hypothetical situation, then he's going to marry her. Look, it all worked out. It all worked out for the best. I think it's a win-win. I think it's a great thing.
Okay.
This is the most uncomfortable...
In this fictional reality that you've created.
Yeah, okay. But like now it's entertaining. Now we got possibilities.
But then I probably wouldn't have met... Well, I wouldn't have met Eddie.
Yeah, I'd be
that would have been a huge L.
You're welcome.
Taking credit, Daniel.
On the flip side, I wouldn't know Daniel anymore.
Yeah. Yeah!
I'm just kidding.
That's pretty toxic.
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding, too. Don't kiss me, you nasty white man.
I'd still know you.
Yeah, I know you know me. It's kind of hard not to know Jose.
You get invited to all the parties.
Yes. So is this where you met Abby, one of the parties?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. You dirty dog, you.
Oh my gosh. Anyways,
back to the football.
What?
So, Daniel, you can take it again.
Champions League.
Manchester City. Bro, that was ridiculous. I did not think. I thought it was being closer than that. 7-1. Daniel, why don't you
do it? 7-0.
No, 7-1.
It was 7-0. It was 8-1 on aggregate.
Yeah, 7-1 on... No, it was a 7-0. Maybe I'm thinking about the aggregate score.
It was 7-0, 8-1 on aggregate. I was just more concerned about the actual draw because we're playing Bayern Munich. And I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
I think the two toughest teams, in my opinion, that we would face in Champions League were Napoli and Bayern Munich.
I think you're going to get out from Bayern Munich.
You guys are definitely on the tougher side of the bracket.
100%.
I think we're gonna get knocked out.
I agree with that.
I keep my expectations low for obvious reasons, but yeah, honestly, I was I was okay with the 7 for obviously for obvious reasons. I was okay with the 7-0 win, but then when I saw that we got grouped with Bayern, I was immediately like the smile just went away from my face.
I wonder if because he's on loan, if there's like a restriction of him playing
against his
parent club, because I can see Cancelo scoring that.
I'm sure there's not.
It'll be Coutinho 2.0.
I'm sure there's not. Our best bet to go out or to go through is to obviously win at home and to not lose away, but it's not going to happen. I can maybe see us winning at home. It'll be really tough, but I don't think we're going to win at Munich. There's no way.
You're going to have a good turnout, fans-wise.
I know.
And we all know
I wish I could be there.
On UCL night, so
I wish I could be there. Well, actually, in recent years, it's been a lot better. We're still not selling out, but we're still doing better. We're still doing a lot better. We're doing significantly better than what we used to do.
Just need Pep to call him up. Call fans out again.
I still laugh whenever he was like, I'll fight all my fans, all 6 of them. I thought that was actually so funny when he said that.
That was pretty elite.
I'll fight all my fans, all 6 of them. But yeah, we're not winning.
I don't against Bayern Munich. I think Bayern's overrated for the Champions League this season. I think you're right about how they know how to win the Champions League.
Yeah.
But I don't think, man for man, their squad's better than yours.
No, and I agree, but as a unit and when it goes to competing in that tournament, they know how to win games. They know how to actually, when it comes to the game plan, they know how to stick to the game plan and execute it.
And people also said the same thing about PSG.
So
that PSG man for man were better, and they got knocked out by Bayern. They didn't even score a goal.
For me, it makes sense that Bayern lost or PSG lost.
PSG is just a mess, I feel like, in my opinion. Well, not like a crazy mess, but I wasn't really surprised either.
Here's my thing. I agree with you both that, you know, on man-to-man, Man City's got the edge. But you forget one important factor, and I'm not even talking shit.
Really?
Pep Guardiola.
Oh, yeah.
Overthink these games a lot.
I'm pretty sure. I was talking to Daniel about this. I'm pretty sure he's admitted to overthinking Champions League games.
He does. He's done it multiple times. Maybe he should just let the boys go ahead and play. Just let them play.
But I'm just keeping my expectations low.
Either way, you'll have to face a team that's knocked you. If you go through on Bayern, you'll have to go or face.
We'll have to face Inter most. Oh, no. I think it's Inter Chelsea, most likely.
Either Chelsea or Real Madrid.
And both have not.
Oh no! I'm thinking about a different team.
So
I'm not really afraid of Chelsea, to be honest. If
I can't wait,
I could totally see Chelsea showing up against y'all though.
We've done it before.
I don't think so.
I don't. It makes sense.
They're not going to get past Madrid though.
You don't think so?
I don't know, dude. Madrid's been woeful recently.
Unless Pulisic's healthy, he had to carry you last time.
He scored one goal
and assisted the other goal.
He played by 20 minutes. Relax.
Madrid's been pretty bad.
And scored both.
He played one. He did one good thing in the Champions League. Didn't do anything else.
I'm just saying. Time you played Madrid, he's the reason you won.
I get.
You had two goals. He scored one of them and assisted the other.
I give him credit.
He is literally the reason you won.
I'll give him credit, but.
So if he plays, you'll have a chance. I'm just kidding. I'm just
kidding. I disagree.
I'm just bantering right now. So.
Well, no, but I mean, I gave him his credit. I even did in the group chat. I was like,
I'm just saying. But I don't think you'll.
You're really aggressive right now. I'm scared.
No, I am. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I don't think you'll beat Real Madrid. I don't. If I had to bet.
Have a bet. Grand Potter's got like 3 games in a row. He's got a winning streak. We're winning 9-0.
Where's the first game?
Definitely not winning 9-0.
What does that matter?
It'll
be a squeaker, whoever wins.
It will matter.
I don't see either team dominating that tie.
I agree with that.
The first with
the way Chelsea have been and Madrid just being so bad after the World Cup. I don't know who's going to win that. It probably should be Madrid.
Yeah, it could go either way.
But honestly. I can see Chelsea just, for some reason, making it through.
First game looks like it's
undeservedly.
Real Madrid at home.
Undeservedly.
We have every chance.
Yeah, you might.
Oh, you're at the bridge?
No, the we're at the bridge of the second leg.
The first leg is away. That's better, I think.
If we can get a result.
Yeah.
In the Bernabeu?
The first leg being away is a lot better.
But then again, the Liverpool lose 5-0 at home. Or 5-2 at home.
Well, it's not always better, but if I could pick, I would rather have the first leg.
Speaking of that, did you guys see Klopp smiling at the end of the Real Madrid game?
Mm-hmm. The biggest smile on his face. They were losing.
Bro, he was pissed. You could see it. That was a smile of a man that's like, I'm going to fucking murder somebody.
At least they only lost 1-0.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Maybe Liverpool is back.
No, relax.
only lost 1-0 to Madrid. That's not bad.
But like I said, I'll reiterate, expectations are low. We're probably going to lose the overall leg. And it'll be next year for another go at it.
On the other side of the bracket, you have Napoli, which has like basically an auto final ticket.
Yeah, what are the Benfica and then
it's Benfica, Inter, and AC Milan.
Oh my god,
they're better than all three of those
teams. Yeah,
well, they're 20 points clear of
two. That's what I'm saying, and they've beaten them both. I think,
and then multiple Benfica's times. Just
they're good. They are good, but
he just wants okay. Seven, all right, five, yeah. One.
They are good, but
Shakhtar.
Yeah, but they're good.
They're another depth.
They are good, but it's yeah.
When it comes to Napoli,
yeah,
they might beat Inter. I wouldn't be surprised
if they beat Inter. I think they have every chance to beat Napoli.
No,
100%.
No,
would Napoli have such a deep squad? They literally, I watched every game I've seen. They literally will just take out either the entire midfield or the entire offense, and they just come in. It stays the same.
They don't even need at this point in the league. They could play their backups.
But that's the thing. Who's their backups? Because almost every position now, it seems with like, because with the system the new manager has brought in, what's his name? I forget his name. He's bald, isn't he? You know what I'm talking about?
Is it Spalletti?
Yeah, I think it's Spalletti. With the system he's got playing, they all literally get subbed in, subbed out, and the team doesn't fucking change. Like, the performances don't drop. The only players that might drop is Osimhen, because Osimhen is on fire. But even then, I think Simeone is there. And he's been scoring goals.
Which is surprising.
Like the system they have right now is working for everybody. Like, who is their backups? Like, you can go by names, reputations. But they've all been playing well.
Yeah, it's Spalletti.
Yeah, they've all been playing phenomenally. There has been one player that, like, since the World Cup came back, has really put in poor performances for them. I guess the only thing you'd be worried about would be the defense. Like, without Kim
and stuff. With Napoli?
Yeah, without Kim and stuff. But they've got such a strong depth in the offense and in the defense that I can see why you'd be very confident in them beating Benfica. I'm just saying Benfica also have as good of a chance as anyone else.
I mean, they're there.
I mean, exactly. They're there. Gotta give them credit. They're there.
But I don't think they have as good a chance as anybody else.
Why not? Speak.
Benfica's obviously a good team. They're in the last or in the quarterfinals of the Champions League, but
the firepower that they have to face in the Champions League, yeah.
And who would have thought Kvaratskhelia would have been as good as he's been?
Okay.
No, that's like good for Napoli. Like, oh. Who would have thought? Like, he's been like a world beater this season. He's been more class.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
he is amazing.
Well, I want to see if he does it again next season. Because this is insane.
Is Benfica in a scrap for their league right now?
I don't know, actually. Let me see.
I think last time I checked, they were first.
But is it close?
Let me see.
That'll be important.
No.
For the Champions League.
They are...
They're ninth?
No. They're first. They are...
27 points.
No, it's 65-57. My brain they're doesn't brain right
that's
now.
Still, that's pretty clear.
My brain can't brain.
They might be okay. They can definitely rest players when they need to.
But they have
They have their own firepower. They have Gonzalo Ramos.
You know, he's sick.
They've got David Neres, who's already been to a Champions League semifinal with Ajax. He's there. They've got Ja Mario, who's been on fire this season.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they've got their own good players. They've got Florentino Luis, young little midfielder.
Chiquinho. Otamendi holding down the defense.
Otamendi's here. He's been phenomenal. He's been great. You've got Antonio Silva, 19-year-old last center back that's been playing, you know. Grimaldo. How's Grimaldo?
Grimaldo is
good. He's been good for a long, long time. He's underrated. If we ever do a European, like, or just a world underrated 11, he's my left back.
Yeah,
he's
phenomenal. We should have done that.
Right now.
No, Pep's a huge fan of him.
Who?
Grimaldo.
Yeah, he's not that good. I gotta stay consistent.
Anyways.
You said Pep bets him? He's the best left back in the world.
I think if Benfica's gonna win, I think they can play the way they play and win against a club like Inter.
Uh-huh.
I think against Napoli, they have to make it scrappy. They have to, like, ruin the flow of the game.
But Napoli, if you watch them, they're also really scrappy.
Which,
like, they're not sucks. Like, they're not used to, like, I mean, they can play really beautiful free-flowing football, but also I watch a lot of games, and teams try to body them off balls and, like, really
compete. Yeah, they can be scrappy.
Oh, and they are phenomenal.
But I think that's the only, because obviously if you let Napoli play their game, they're just going to fuck you.
Oh, like, honestly, like, listen, I'm just saying that Benfica have a chance, like anyone else has a chance. Honestly, I think Napoli.
Benfica plays Inter?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I honestly think that Napoli.
We would have played Napoli if we would have won.
Yeah.
We would have gotten clobbered.
But here's one thing.
God.
Napoli.
Like, I probably wouldn't have watched.
No, you know, you could.
No, I would have watched because you never know.
You could, yeah, they're one off games. Like, you could win a one off game, you know?
Yeah, but there's two games.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? They're two off games. It's fine. But
they're going to do it on a 12 game.
I thought the same thing about pretty much every round in 2018, 2019.
Yeah. It's a one-off. You can, but I haven't seen a team.
I have to have my one thing, okay?
But you didn't
give me. Let me at least have.
You didn't win the one-off game.
Yeah,
but we beat them.
Yeah, that's by true. Cheating.
We did not cheat.
Who's offside?
The refs just suck.
He was offside.
Yeah, Sterling was offside.
He was. You can be mad about it if you want. We all seen it. He was offside.
But the handball.
What handball?
The one that they scored.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah. They did. What handball?
Which handball?
The one that Llorente scored with.
Llorente scored with his head.
No, he did not.
If it was a handball, they would have called it.
Yeah, watch it.
Which is fucking dumb.
Yeah, but you still would have lost
anyway. He pulled a Maradona, dude. Like
You still.
No, it was not that bad.
It was that bad.
It was not punching it in with your hand.
It was that bad.
It bounced off right here.
And Messi did it. We're not crucifying Messi from years ago.
Wait.
Messi did it in the Champions League.
Yeah, Messi did do it.
Yeah, he did.
Did he actually?
And it was worse. He literally went, boop. It's in! Oh my god!
How did that happen?
So I don't want to hear it. Guess what, Daniel? Your team has cheated lots of times. We're fine. They're literally about to be in a lawsuit right now because they cheated 116 times. Apparently,
they're all allegations.
I respect.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Facts. I respect. Anyways,
but what I was saying is, no, Napoli. I haven't seen a team with such a deep bench where everyone is so consistent, like everyone's playing, the levels aren't dropping, they can play you however that you want, they'll meet you, like if it's a physical battle, they'll meet you, what is it, pound for pound, if it's just free flowing football on technique, they'll meet you pound for pound, like they might be one of the, maybe not the best teams I've seen in a long time. Definitely one of the most complete teams, I think, and also one of my favorite teams that's come out in recent history. If they win the Champions League, they might be the best team ever.
The one way I could see, well, I already said scrappy, but
red card.
That's a huge factor, but I don't think, like, you'd have to, it'd probably have to be a midfielder that gets sent off.
It would. The only other thing I can also think of is if. When the game's scrappy, some crazy challenges go in, someone picks up an injury.
Yeah.
Because then they have to continue playing all those games at the tempo they play, and without having that backup to, like, kind of rotate,
that could start causing some like
physical I still dips. Think they'll be okay.
Especially, I think they're too
because they can afford to drop like 5 games in the league and be fine.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I'm just talking about for their hopes in the Champions League that would really ruin it.
I know, but
I still think they beat Benfica.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Benfica have the chance. They're not pushovers. I think it'll be a closer game than people think it will be.
If Benfica really wanted to try, and they'd have to defend deep and counterattack.
But even then, they don't really have anyone that's like blistering pace. I mean, Ramos is fast, but come on, he's not that fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and Kim's pretty fast for a center back.
Oh, Kim is one of those guys where I just... Honestly, didn't really know much about him. Came out from nowhere and has been phenomenal.
The one place where I think Benfica might attack from is against Mario Rui, because he's really good.
Why are you assuming it's going to be Benfica?
Okay, well, if Benfica goes through,
okay, let's be real.
If Inter could win.
Yeah, but Napoli knows Inter.
Not with Romelu.
I'm not saying they beat. I'm saying Inter could beat Benfica.
Okay, that's fair. Are you an Inter fan or something?
No, I'm just...
I actually am.
What's wrong with me saying Inter could beat them?
It's not going to happen.
But they could.
Why not? I'm just kidding. I'm literally joking. I'm just bantering right now.
I'm a Milan fan, and I hope they whoop the shit out of you guys.
I need a Serie A team. Or I just need an Italian team.
It's not going to happen.
Well, you know, we talked about this before. Like, in the last couple of years, I think people are realizing it this season, like... The Italian league has gotten better over the last couple of years. Now they got three teams in the quarterfinals.
They have the most.
Yeah. Like, they might be the most competitive league currently. And then, obviously, Germany's also getting competitive as well.
Well, competitive.
If I based my...
20 points clear.
Yeah, but look at that. Okay, but then... Well, what about the last couple of years of the Prem? Prem was the most competitive league in the world. Last couple of years in the Prem, it wasn't even fucking close.
It was City and Liverpool.
Yeah, and they were miles away from everyone else. Eddie, what were you gonna say?
But that's
I was telling him the other day, if I based my Italian team off of where my family is from, it would have to be Palermo, and they're currently ninth in Serie B, so I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
Solid. No, solid.
Ninth in Serie B.
Hey, it's not... You don't choose
it the might club. Be. It, yeah, it...
The club chooses you.
It would
you.
Be fun, low-key, to
the
follow.
The club chooses you.
Team on trying to get up.
If I base the two teams off where my mom and dad are from in Mexico, where they lived, it would be Chivas, which Dan's a fan of, and I don't mind them, or Leon. I don't fuck with Leon.
So Chivas then?
I like Santos Laguna. I don't know why. I like them. I also like Atlas a lot.
Atlas are cool.
Did they win in their CCL? We could talk about CONCACAF Champions League.
We should talk about CONCACAF Champions League. Yeah, they came out. They scored 5 goals or 4 goals to take the game a 5-4 on aggregate and win.
Against it was
some
Honduran or something.
I think it was a Costa Rican or Panamanian team.
Something like that. Yeah. The quarterfinals is Philadelphia versus Atlas.
Oh, that was one thing I didn't realize that Philadelphia made it through. Did they beat Tigres?
They beat Alianza.
Oh, okay.
Where are they from?
Cause,
El Salvador.
Because Tigres and another team tied.
Tigres beat Orlando. The end of that game was crazy.
Okay, that's what I thought. No, when I said, because in our group chat, I said that there was only one North American team that was going to make it through.
Three.
I didn't realize that Atlas hadn't played yet. So now was it? LA, it's Philadelphia, and...
No, there's hella. It's L.A., Lyon.
Oh, Lyon?
Or L.A. plays Vancouver.
But you can
Lyon made it. Tigres made it. Philly made it. So...
But you can make it.
We laughed now. No. There.
They
okay, so the quarterfinals is Philly versus Atlas.
Okay, that'll be fun.
Vancouver versus LAFC.
That'll be fun.
LAFC should beat them.
Yeah, but that'll be fun.
Tigres versus Motagua. CD Motagua.
They should beat the CD Motagua.
And Lyon versus that Haitian team, Violet AC.
So what I'm hearing is...
So it would have been Lyon versus Austin.
So I'm hearing is... Cool. It's gonna either be 3 Mexican teams and 1 MLS team, or 2-2.
There's guaranteed to be... At least 1 MLS team.
Yeah, one MLS
LAFC
team.
And Vancouver.
I think the Mexican team should beat the other two teams. The only thing...
Philly's really good.
No, not them. Philly, the Philadelphia versus Atlas is going to be the tough one.
That'll be the one that'll be a really good tie.
I'm talking about the ones against the like
Tigres versus Motagua.
Yeah, I think they should be Tigres and win. Tigres and Leon should be
different. Yeah, it'll be yeah.
That's why I think
it'll probably be two MLS versus two Mexico.
That'd be fun.
That would be cool. And then it'll probably be LAFC. Honestly.
And then they're all going to
come. No, honestly, I bet Philly. And they'll Philly want revenge.
That's what I was asking you. Could they drop?
Lose another tournament, lose in the final. Honestly, I'm here for it.
What's wrong? Why do you hate Philadelphia? They have a lot of culture, a lot of sport culture. Just
what about Paxton Aronson?
Fuck him.
I'm fine with him and Brendan, of course, but.
So back him to win.
No. I don't like Philly, and their fans are annoying.
But they have a lot of culture.
Sure.
They do. They have a lot of sporting culture. A lot's happened in Philadelphia.
Sure. They don't win shit, though.
They won a lot in the past, though. What have you won?
A lot.
Where?
L.A.
Okay.
Where? Just one. MLS.
What about London?
What?
What about London?
I'm not talking about that.
Well, I'm just talking about
teams. I'm talking about... None, okay, in the past we've won.
How many trophies?
How many FA Cups did I say? Eight FA Cups.
What was the last one?
19...
You said 19?
90 something.
You said 19. 19, my boy.
All I'm saying is Philly's overrated as a sports city.
I disagree. I don't know much
about it. They just lost in the Super Bowl, MLS Cup, and World Series.
They had to be there, though, to do it.
Okay, great. Congrats. You were the first loser. The best loser. Good job. You were the best out of all the losers.
At least they made it there.
Still lost.
Keep that same energy when Tottenham losing the...
We already lost everything, so I do have that energy.
No, because you're still... You have too much hope.
I literally have no hope. You always talk shit on me for saying that we suck when we're four.
Star Wars Episode 4, no hope.
Yeah, no, I talk shit on both of you because both of you hate your club.
So why are you saying I have hope? When I don't. When I think we're rock bottom and we're in
fourth. Because then you send messages like, wow, these first 10 minutes?
Get over it. Get over it.
I'm just giving you an example.
That's not... That's literally not.
It literally is. Said,
but did you win?
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
No. Maybe we should end it. I don't know what else we want to talk about.
Arsenal being knocked out by Lisbon.
I was going to say...
Oh,
but he doesn't care, so we don't need to talk
about it. I was going to say, we need to talk about Europa League.
No, because he doesn't care, so we don't need
to talk about it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, so then we don't need to talk about it.
But are you triggered right now?
But no, I'm not
triggered right now. I'm just saying, stop acting triggered.
Eddie, you
don't care.
Let's take that negative energy and sell points at Brandon.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care.
Aaron Ramsey got chipped. Okay. That was a wild. That was a wild goal. It happens, though.
I was more disappointed with just the performance in general than getting knocked out of Europe.
It's almost a blessing, isn't it?
It is. That's why I don't care.
Why are you touching me?
What do you think?
Especially since they're still in Champions League. More games for them. They're still in the FA Cup. More games for them.
Honestly, I kind of got a hard on when Saliba and Tomiyasu... To a certain degree. I was not hoping for injuries.
This guy is fucked for that.
But
he wants players to get injured.
No, but...
I know what you mean.
I was just
saying... How terrible the
human being is. I don't root for injuries, but if...
If
someone gets hurt, I'm not going to complain.
I'm not going to cheer in front of you, but I'm going to move in silence.
Yeah, facts.
That's what I'm saying. But...
Which Saliba will be back.
Yeah, if he...
And that's the important one. I was really worried about Ramsdale's injury.
Oh, yeah, how he got, like, ball to the face.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, please don't be bad.
But it wasn't bad. He just got
Well, he stayed down for a minute, and I was like, what the fuck
just happened? I think he was just seeing stars. That's all it was.
There's probably no concussion protocol anyway.
Stars.
Huh?
Yeah, no.
I just didn't hear you,
yeah.
You said something that he was seeing stars, and I was like, and you'll be shining stars. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know the song. I can't remember the song.
Counting Stars?
Is it Counting Stars?
Yeah.
See, I butchered it. Cut that shit.
No, I'm leaving it.
You leave it.
I will.
Thanks, Dad.
But yeah, it's United's trophy to lose now.
What?
The Europa League.
I wonder if United fans care.
I don't even think United are the best team.
Oh, about Europa League? Oh.
They probably do.
They want it.
They need it.
Because they're not going to win the Prem.
And if they don't
win it... And they just won a Mickey Mouse trophy, so they want a real trophy to celebrate.
Oh, now it's
a real trophy. Is it a real trophy?
You asked them 5 years ago, they ain't a real trophy. Only when they
Is it a real trophy if... I mean, do you think it's a real trophy if you don't care? I don't care because I feel like it was a distraction from us winning the league, which I care more about winning this season.
I still think it's a real trophy.
I never said it wasn't a real trophy.
I never said you didn't say it.
Unless you're talking about Carabao Cup. Carabao Cup's not a real trophy.
I don't know. There's still some good teams in it, though. Sporting's still in it. Juventus are still in
it. Yeah, that's... I don't think it's a lock for Man United to win it.
Feyenoord's been great.
Roma. I think Sporting could very easily win it.
But I might have biases with Feyenoord.
I don't think Sporting's going to win it. I think
United
and Roma.
Yeah.
That should be
the They're the best teams in that.
Like Juventus ain't there.
I mean,
that's all point in life.
Yeah.
Why?
For even mentioning.
Why? They're still good.
I think they could win it.
Honestly,
yeah, they advanced, but I'm
brothers.
They're not winning.
Brothers, they have a game. They brothers. My brothers in Christ. Like, maybe you forget they had a 15-point deduction. You're basing them off the league.
No, no, I'm not basing
them. But they have 53 points. They'd be in second place right now without that 15-point deduction. Juventus are good.
How far off first, though?
Closer than the second place
team. Well, let's currently. How much closer?
17.
So, wow.
Points. I never said Napoli were. No one said they were as good as Napoli. I'm just saying Juventus are still good.
So the best of the rest. And the rest is shit.
You'll know that feeling really good, Mr. Top Four for a long time.
Forever four, that's no longer
me. You're going to win one title and you're going to get your head. Be humble, be humble.
How? What did I say?
We're going to become forever fourth.
I literally said nothing.
Hey man,
fourth last season.
That comment, Mr. Point
what
Laugh.
What comment?
Point Laugh.
What are you talking about?
No,
we
weren't even fourth.
You changed.
As long as you get Champions League.
I changed. I literally still don't think we're going to win the league.
Yeah, but...
You should.
Take what you can get, honestly.
Yeah, we should, but I don't think we are.
Because this guy thought he would be better with Emery, and yeah.
Oh.
Arteta out. Not the man.
No, no.
We're having a sidebar. Don't worry about it.
He was wanting like a grass is greener on the other side type of situation. I was like, that's exactly what you wanted,
and
you
ended up with Emery. I'm saying we are the new forever fourth.
And then I said that, and he was like, I want more, and I was like, don't. I was like, just count your blessings while you have them, because
it can get worse.
You can't. I mean,
the grass
wasn't
greener.
Worse.
The grass was the same. But we're probably not even going to get fourth, so it's fine.
And then the grass became way greener.
No, we won't. Liverpool are going to get
fourth. Well, it was dead for a little bit.
It was the same as
we'll win the Europa League next season.
I think it was worse for Luis. Even though it was like a year, I think it was worse.
We don't lose the rest of the season.
You guys were at least. You guys were at least in Europe.
If Wenger had stayed, it would have been.
You guys were at least in Europe.
You missed Europe one.
You missed Champions League one time. You never missed Europe under him.
No, I'm talking about in recent seasons.
Yeah, you missed Europe out once. Twice. You finished eighth.
I think if Wenger had stayed, it would have been the same. We would have missed out on Europe.
I don't think so.
No, I think you overachieved with him.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you overachieved because all you did was overachieve for years with Wenger.
I don't know about that.
I give that.
His tactics were great when he was in his prime. Then towards the end, they weren't so good.
He was still overperforming.
I don't think so.
I think so. I'm glad you don't think so. But maybe if he had 130 million to spend, too, he'd be different.
Yeah, would have. But we're not Man City.
Maybe now you are, though. Because people like to bring up that you've spent more than Manchester City in 2 years. I'm like they haven't spent fucking $1 billion in the last six alone. They almost broke the British...
But our net spent way less than that.
Yeah, but they almost broke the British transfer record twice in one transfer window. But no one wants to talk about that. Arsenal spent way more money.
Didn't you guys break the transfer record recently for most money spent in the winter?
Yes. And we're not good. I've said before, money spent poorly is just money thrown away. I still rather be in my position than Manchester City.
Why?
Because I don't like Manchester City.
Okay.
It's because he doesn't like Pep Guardiola and Ederson.
Okay, hold on. So, if you had the same player, same squad, same manager, obviously same player, same squad is redundant, but and you were in the same position as City, you would rather be in the position you're in now than the position you were in with City.
I have the same players and everything. Well, I like my team, so yeah, I take the Manchester City position, but
so you just lied.
Well, no, because
you said I'd rather be in the position I am now than the position I'm.
Yeah, with my squad and everything, I wouldn't take City.
I didn't say you'd have to take City.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't take City if you'd switch to. If you still let me keep my club, I switch. I'm stupid. I'll rather be second, but with my team.
But that was what you were implying.
No.
Is that what you would rather be 10th?
With my team. With my team. I don't know what you want from me. I'm being honest with you. With my team, I'd rather be 10th right now than be City. And I don't hate Pep Guardiola.
Yes, you do.
I just think he's overrated.
You despise the fuck out of him.
I don't despise the fuck out of him. Yes, you do. No, why do you think I despise him?
I'm trying to read how long it's
been. Because I've literally said multiple times. I'm
31.
Yeah. I literally have said this multiple times. I do not despise Pep Guardiola. I think he's overrated by the media. I obviously think he's talented because it takes talent to win a league. And I have said this before, and it was on podcasts previously. I just think that because of the way people talk about him, because he won two Champions Leagues, 12 years ago, that he's this amazing fucking manager. When he's only gone to big teams and has never proven it anywhere else. I'm not impressed. I'm sorry.
It's just the fact that you have to bring him up in just about every single
podcast. Yeah, because now it's the on-running joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of have that spiel, every other week. So, we have to keep that up now.
Absolutely.
It's the bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ederson, I have no problem with Ederson. I just don't think he's that good.
Do we have anything else that we want to say?
I mean, to be fair.
Do we have anything else that we want to say?
Of the top six goalkeepers.
Do we have anything else that we want to say?
In the top six.
I agree, but I don't mind him. My only complaint is that the must saves that he needs to make, he doesn't make them.
I agree.
But
the fundamental job, his job.
Yeah, no, I agree. But
yeah, but I don't hate him. Daniels doesn't hate everybody.
It's just the fact that it's to the point where it's a bit unhealthy, and it's like
unhealthy.
Remind the fans; they need to be reminded.
Because here's the thing: it's not actually. I don't sit there and fucking Manchester City, you Pep Guardiola.
That's what it feels like.
I also do kind of like watching Manchester City fail at times. But that's what happens when you're a successful club. You get hated on.
Yeah.
I won't lie. If Chelsea become like Manchester City and I'd leave, I'd stop supporting them.
What?
That's cap.
Yeah, I would. I'll go Chris Paz.
No, you wouldn't. Shut the fuck up. No, you wouldn't. 100%. Shut the fuck up.
100%.
Shut up.
100%.
Just stop talking.
No, I wouldn't.
You're totally lying right now.
If they did the way Manchester City did it?
You were talking out your ass.
They did the way Manchester City did it?
What?
If they did the way Manchester City did
it? Buying the league?
Breaking 116.
No, are you talking about buying the league?
Yeah.
You already did.
When?
What was the previous owner? I can't even remember.
Abramovich?
Yeah.
How many?
When he first took over.
How many titles?
When he first took over.
We won one title. We won two back to back, then won 3 years later, and then not another one for another 5 years. And then
when he first took over, he spent a shit ton of money.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the reason why money became huge in the Prem.
Yeah. And senior the reason they put a fucking cap on it.
So I don't want to hear anything from you, Chelsea boy.
Actually, let me not say anything. PSG put the cap on it. PSG got low outlandish there for a little bit.
You were the first ones to do it. You were the first ones to ruin football.
No, because we didn't.
Well, Real Madrid were.
We didn't. Yeah, with the Galacticos.
But you were the first ones to ruin football in the Prem. And you're still a fan.
It was before my time.
Honestly, fair play. Fair enough. I can't hate on that.
It would be for my team. What do you want me to say? I can't be. I'm not a justice warrior. I don't care. Did they kill somebody? Probably. They made a lot of people happy.
Probably.
Yeah, killed Arsenal's hopes and dreams, but I don't care.
Well, I mean, Abramovich probably had somebody killed in Russia.
Probably, but guess what? Most successful club now in London. I think it all came down to me. We are. In recent history, we are.
So you get to pick and choose history?
No, I say recent history.
What about just history in general?
Okay. Well, I still say the biggest trophy a club can win is Champions League. We got two and you got none. So. So. So.
He's already dead.
So, suck a dick. I don't know what to tell you. I say, oh, you want to go back? Okay, we can go back the last 10 years. What you got? A couple FA Cups? I got two Premier League trophies.
And a Europa League.
And a Europa League. Oh, and a Champions League! Wow! The last 5 years!
I'm just saying.
What'd you do? Two fish? Twice? Eighth? Complain that you finished fifth one season?
What do I look like?
It's cute.
You know who you look like one of those girls that
History is the past 10 years.
No, I said...
Past 10 years is...
Oh, we're doing past 10 years? Oh, and then our champions do that. And our league title do that.
So history goes from 2013 to 2023?
That's it, yeah. That's the only history football has. No other history.
I don't think I said that. I think Brandon's salty. We can go back 20 years. You got one league title. Yay!
Do we?
Yeah, Invincibles. Oh, You don't even know.
We're hanging. You don't on, even know. We're hanging on by a thread. That was 19 years ago.
He's like, hey, he's like, cut it. No, don't go back any further. No, you know that's just bad.
We finished second.
No, this is bad.
In the Champions League.
Bro, the way he said it.
And then he fucking hit the Shrek face on that shit, too. Now I want you guys to fumble the lead just so we can put it at 20. Just so there can be a 2-0 on that bitch.
Maybe we should be kind. We can go back 30 years. They want something there, right?
More Prems.
There you go. At least you get something.
More FAs.
Fair play. Fair play. Now you're in the club.
More community shields when they mattered.
Yeah. It's a club of three.
Huh?
What?
What did you say?
Nothing.
It's what?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, the club of three.
What?
What? Why are you so aggressive?
You, okay, whatever.
I'm being gaslit right now. Did you see how aggressive? Did you see the way he stared at me?
I just don't know what just happened.
I made the joke. Because I said, let's go back 30 years. What have you guys won then? He said a couple more Prems and some community shows when they mattered. And I was like, great. Now you're part of the club. It's club of three. And then I did this real quick. I went.
Well, we've won shit in the last 30 years.
Let's go for them. Maybe one last 3 years.
I'm gonna look it up, but it's only been 13 years since we won.
14.
Wasn't it the Carabao Cup?
That was 14.
13.
Oh, 14. Shit. Respect.
It might be 14.
Wait, 14 now. Years? Giovanni Dos Santos was a Tottenham player.
Fair play. I think they won the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup.
Fair play.
In the last 3 years.
He's got some very calloused hands. Makes it feel very manly.
We have an FA Cup in the last 30 years. We have two EFL Cups in the last 30 years. We have a community shield in the last 30 years, and that's it. Still counts, though. Yes. I'm counting.
Yeah, absolutely. You should count
those. I mean, the community. You got the community shield when it mattered.
Yeah, absolutely. You should count those. That's good. Those are good trophies. Absolutely.
So it's a team of three.
Team of four.
No, I say three.
Who's the odd man out?
I don't know. Him. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, we kind of said the EFL Cup's Mickey Mouse, but...
How many of those you got?
Probably not many because we don't care.
I like how Brandon's that guy. You're that sports fan that's like, we don't care. You speak for the club just because you just didn't win it. You speak for the club.
I mean, I'm sure we have some, but I don't care about it.
Yeah, we don't care. We do not care.
Okay, we don't care.
You care. I see in your face.
If we won the EFL Cup, I...
The Nile is a river in Egypt.
I wouldn't care.
Your husband is gay. That's the...
Have you not seen that sound?
I've seen that sound. Okay.
Anyways,
I think that's everything we got to talk about. Nothing else comes to mind unless you have something, Brandon, the way you're sitting up.
Thank you for joining us on another
adventure into football. What else did we talk about today? We got off track for a little bit.
The work week.
Yeah. That just came in the middle.
Eddie's frowned upon gambling?
Yeah.
No, I upped that. Up the gambling.
I do not support criminal activity.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
It's just frowned
upon. It can be. We make it illegal.
It's not legal currently.
Let's try to make marijuana legal
again. Just because it's not legal doesn't mean it's not illegal.
What?
Is that what you're saying?
You want it to be recreational? Is that what you said?
I mean, I don't care if it's recreational
or not. I think it should be recreational.
I know a lot of people that smoke weed that think it shouldn't be recreational. So
why?
Their reasoning for it is not everybody should be able to.
I'm telling you right now, that's bullshit. They don't want to pay taxes.
I'm just saying what they're saying.
Not everyone should be able to get it?
Yes.
If you feel like that, why are you smoking weed? Because not even a couple years ago, it's, man, everyone should have access to this, man. Everyone needs, if you need it, you should be able to get it. Now all of a sudden it's, whoa, not everyone needs this.
I'm just saying what they're saying, man.
I mean, shit, definitely not everyone needs alcohol. You can go any motherfucking place and you can get
it. I'm looking at a guy that doesn't need one right now.
Joke's on you. I brought my flask. No, I'm kidding. Joke.
I need
is it?
No, it is.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
it's a joke. Anyways, join us again next week for another fun-filled, hopefully 45 minutes instead of an hour and a half.
We've been talking a lot recently. We've had a lot of that play.
I know, so much for shorter episodes.
We've been spinning facts. We've been cooking. Let them cook.
Let us know if you like shorter or longer episodes. Maybe we'll adjust based on that.
Not too short, though.
Under an hour.
CONCACAF Connection signing off.
Bye.